A group of protesters opposed to a natural gas pipeline being built in Vermont took their dispute to the home of Vermont's top utility regulator this week. At about 6:15 Wednesday morning, the Vermont Commissioner of Public Service discovered a group of people at his home setting up traffic cones, painting orange lines in the driveway, driving stakes into the ground, carrying a chainsaw, and building a 20-foot-tall mock derrick. The group demanded he sign a document. He refused and called the police. The People's Department of Environmental Justice contend the Public Service Department and the Public Service Board rubber-stamped all applications for a 43-mile natural gas pipeline between Colchester and Middlebury. Group member Douglas Smith says they wanted to show the commissioner what homeowners have experienced and how they have been harassed with eminent domain.
We were surveying out as if his land had been confiscated for Vermont Gas. Of course, it was a dramatic, quite colorful event, but we wanted to bring to the attention of the public and actually even to the attention of the commissioner that these rulings that they make in their hermetic offices in Montpelier have real effects on real people along the route of the gas pipeline.
Commissioner Chris Recchio was not pleased to find the dozen people trespassing and called police.
I'm willing to meet with anyone on a professional basis, and I certainly have supported these and similar groups' ability to protest in public settings on public events, but coming to my house, not okay, and I don't think it's a very good tactic, and I think most people would agree. You know, it was upsetting and nerve-wracking for a while until I figured out what was going on, but I don't think it's particularly effective.
Smith says the group's action is a harmless parody.
Really dramatizes, it brings home a little bit of the reality of what's happening to real people. Because Commissioner Recchio said himself, well, this wasn't very pleasant, but just imagine how unpleasant it is for those who are facing these eminent domain proceedings and hearing the chainsaws cutting down the trees and clearing a path through wetlands and habitat.
That's just ludicrous.
Recchio says that argument lacks any merit.
An eminent domain process, first of all, people are getting paid for the impacts of their property, and they are being compensated for that. And we have actually gone out of our way to actually give them compensation in advance so they could litigate and have good standing in the process of eminent domain before the Public Service Board. Somebody comes onto your private property and starts firing up chainsaws and putting in stakes and ribbons, and you don't really know what they're planning on doing, that is not harmless. It's not even comparable, and the feeling that one gets is not comparable. So it is an absolute ludicrous comparison.
Recchio adds that the protest cannot impact the permitting process.
The pipeline is fully permitted. That's the other thing that's odd about this. We're at the tail end of this process. This has been going on for 3 years. We've had lots of public meetings, lots of hearings, so that process is done.
The protesters left Recchio's property before police arrived and no arrests were made. In October, Vermont Gas said it had reached right-of-way agreements with 94% of landowners in the Addison Natural Gas Project corridor. The company filed 9 eminent domain petitions, but said it would continue to negotiate alternatives. The pipeline to Middlebury is expected to be completed late this year. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.